This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Protesters for racial justice took to the streets in several U.S. cities this weekend, often clashing with police. In the western city of Seattle, Washington police declared a riot after demonstrators set fire to a construction site for a juvenile detention facility and threw rocks, bottles, and fireworks at police. Officers used tear gas and flashbangs to reestablish control. 45 people were arrested and more than 20 police officers were reported injured. The demonstrators put up barricades and carried homemade shields and umbrellas to try to fend off police. They used leaf blowers to disperse the tear gas. All were tactics borrowed from protests in another western city, Portland, Oregon, where activists have clashed nightly with police for 2 months. The clashes in Portland have intensified after the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump sent in federal law enforcement agents, even though city officials said they did not ask for or want the federal deployment. The protests have occurred since the May 25th death of George Floyd, a black man, while in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The protest against police abuse of minorities initially erupted in cities coast to coast. Mr. Trump has vowed to send federal law enforcement agents to several cities, ostensibly to curb street crime that he says local police have been unable to stop. Saturday night in Austin, Texas, a man was killed when someone shot into a Black Lives Matter march. Media accounts say the man may have approached a vehicle with a rifle before he was fired upon. In Louisville, Kentucky, a group of armed protesters called for justice for Breonna Taylor, a black woman who died in Louisville when police entered her home without warning. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok announced on Sunday that security forces will be deployed to the Darfur region. This decision comes after an increase in deadly violence between Arab nomadic tribes and African farming tribes. At least 20 people were killed Friday in South Darfur by gunmen as the victims returned to their fields after an absence of more than 15 years. That's according to a local tribal chief. Those killed on Friday had been allowed to return to their land under an agreement reached 2 months ago under supervision of the government with those who had settled there during the conflict in Darfur. This conflict erupted in 2003 between the predominantly Arab regime of Omar al-Bashir and insurgents from ethnic minorities who consider themselves marginalized. This has led to hundreds of thousands of deaths and millions of displaced people, according to the United Nations. In recent years, it has waned in intensity, and in 2019, Bashir was overthrown by the army under pressure from street protests. The new government, resulting from an agreement between the military and leaders of the protests, began talking in October 2019 for a peace agreement with rebel groups and put an end to the conflicts in the region. The late U.S. Congressman and civil rights champion John Lewis is lying in state in the Alabama state capitol, where the people of his home state have a final chance to pay their last respects. Lewis died of cancer last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. Lewis's body arrived at the capitol in Montgomery shortly after a horse-drawn carriage brought his flag-draped casket across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma. That's the same bridge where police beat him and other civil rights marchers in 1965 when those marchers tried to cross it during a walk to Montgomery. Lewis rose to fame as a leader of the modern-day American civil rights movement of the 1960s. At 23, he worked closely with Martin Luther King Jr. and was the last surviving speaker from the August 1963 March on Washington, where King gave his famous I Have a Dream speech. Europe's airlines and hotel and tour operators fear abrupt changes to coronavirus travel rules by governments are killing their chances to salvage something of a wrecked vacation season. The British government's sudden decision this weekend to add Spain to its list of at-risk countries forced tens of thousands of Britons already holidaying in Spain to quarantine for 14 days on their return. The decree also upended plans for thousands of others who are scheduling vacations. France and Norway have also issued warnings about Spain. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.